the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So what makes somebody special if they live in Maine and they're still out getting lobsters? You would think she's a woman? No, I'm sure there's lots of women to do that.
Are you?
I'm sure there are some.
Some? Probably some.
Oh, no, some sure that, you know,
but probably not a lot. But there certainly aren't a lot that are 101 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out.
Virginia Oliver has spent more than a century working on and living close by the water. It's what she knows best and where she feels most at home.
When most of the world is still asleep.
It was this morning I woke up and I thought, well,
so
later.
You have to know this. This lady, she speaks English, but she needs subtitles. Because she's so Maine.
Yeah, she speaks old-timey Maine English.
Or she speaks lobster.
And old
and
person.
Old. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I woke up, and I thought, well, labor light. I wonder, it's only 1:15.
1:15?
Yeah.
Good Lord, you missed breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, geez, sleeping in, huh?
Virginia,
we've all done that. Woke up at midnight, got ready, and went, it's dark out still. That's weird. I guess I'll just keep going.
Yeah. Piss off, you cataracts.
Virginia Oliver's feet hit the floor.
She laughed about her own joke for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. This is how you live to be 101.
Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
The floor.
But I usually get up 20 minutes of time. All went along.
Her sea legs may not be as sturdy as they once were.
So she's
they're filled with osteoporosis.
Yeah, in my
that doesn't seem safe.
In my mind, she was like riding on somebody else's boat, but no, she's the captain.
Yeah, I assume they had her strapped to a roof somewhere, like, you know,
in
Christmas vacation vacation.
In a perfect world, her boat will just T-bone the hell out of another boat.
Yeah, that would be
just
perfect.
Plow through it. You see a guy jump off a jet ski.
As they once were. But she's more at ease on a rocking boat than possibly anywhere else.
I'm 101.
Virginia, or Ginny as her friends call her, has been lobstering the waters off Rockland on and off for the last 9 decades.
Yeah, so gorgeous for where she is.
9 decades.
9 decades.
That's a long
unreal.
Time.
I mean, she's been lobstering. I'm not going to live 9 decades.
No, and she's going to live like maybe 2 more decades.
I'll bet I die before her.
I might die before her. I mean, Jesus. She looks there was a time, like, I don't know, last year, when if you saw a 100-year-old, they were, I mean, falling apart from the outside in, like just turning to dust in front of you.
Yeah.
She looks like what I assume an 80-year-old should look like. So we are advancing way fast.
They call me the lobster lady.
She doesn't do it alone.
15 years, Matt and I have been loved. See, my husband died.
What'd you say? 15 years, Matt and I have been lovers? Is that?
Yes.
I don't think so, because that's her son.
No, she said that's her husband, isn't it?
No.
He's about to say her husband died.
Her husband died 15 years
And then
years
the son
ago.
Took over.
Oh, yeah. I see. I just misunderstood. The accent.
15 years, Matt and I have been loved.
Lovers.
See, my husband died 15 years ago.
Her 78-year-old son, Max.
Maxwell Eugene Oliver Jr.
What? Oh, my God, he's such a Mainer.
It's a flaky, again, buttery sir? Crust, I think, is what he said.
Oh, my God.
Wait, let's catch his name again.
Maxwell Eugene Oliver Jr.
Oh, Maxwell Eugene Oliver Jr.?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
That's it, yeah.
Maxwell Eugene Oliver Jr.
Drives his late father's boat.
Every old person should come with an instant replay.
Yeah, they really should.
I think it's very sweet that this is his late father's boat, and it's named Virginia.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sweetness here.
There is. There absolutely is.
I'm getting old, too.
My husband always said, well, she's a boss. Nothing might as well be me as you.
If you're listening on your radio, you don't know what was just said. Mm-hmm. I can almost promise.
Her husband always said she was the boss, and she replied, might as well be me than you.
Right.
And then laughed for another 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Her husband put the boss's name on the vessel.
Well, that's what they wanted to name it, so I said, well, all right.
Yeah. Max hauls the pots.
You can only have 800 per bowl.
And Virginia stabs them in the head.
Can you imagine? She
with
picks one
knitting
up
needle
and bites the eyes off it.
Isn't that going to be the law soon? You'll have to bolt them like cows?
I don't know.
I've been reading
Poor
about
Max
that.
Max has got to be like, when can I retire? Not yeah. everyone wants to work till they're dead.
She's the boss.
Some people just want to whittle.
And I have 200, so Max can only have 600.
You think Maxwell was conceived on that boat?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably.
I think he's part lobster.
Yeah.
But he don't live there.
While Virginia bans the lobsters.
Me. That one goes.
Or loads
that was
fresh.
Measuring, that one goes.
Or loads fresh pogies in bait bags.
Oh, yeah, she's healthier now. Oh, she's sharp that way. Yeah, nice. You know, she's good all over.
Mother
is sharp that way. She's good all over.
No wonder they've lived so long. They've never opened their mouth past 30%.
Yeah, and most of it is to laugh, which we all know laughter is the best medicine and keeps the doctor away.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and son working in quiet harmony.
My father was a lobster dealer.
This okay.
text, every time the lady talks, my dog does the head tilt in my car.
I don't doubt it. Do you think they've ever talked about anything but lobster?
No.
I don't think
no.
so.
This is like Bubba Gump.
No.
It is. It really
no.
is.
No, I assume everything's just like, what, it's calm today. Yeah.
But even that, that's not directly about the lobster. So.
Yeah.
And
stay on topic.
I assume
now.
That's as much as they deviate.
Yeah. I didn't really think about it, but do you think she ever let him do anything on his own? Because I'll bet he had to like be there to. I'll
the
bet
kid?
She just made him be on the boat, though. Like,
Our
drive
son.
Her around.
He's
her
never
whole
been
life.
Off the boat.
Yeah, he's never been on land.
My God. I've only got sea legs.
He's got gill feet.
And, like, what was he going to do? Go be a lobster guy on a different boat?
No.
He might as well have just grown up there, mm-hmm. been a lobster guy on her boat.
Me and fishwares, you know, sardines, the factories.
Why lobstering. Don't you have the subtitles
they didn't
yeah. right
the
now?
Subtitles up, so we're as dumb as you are in this
yeah, about sardines?
Know. Sardines is all I got out of that.
Oh, they were like, this. I think this one can pass for English. Don't worry about the subtitles.
Always been a family affair.
I went lobstering with my brother.
When she was just 8, she started to fish.
I was born on Clarendon Street.
Okay, well, okay. We don't need to know where she was born. I don't care where you were born.
She was born on Clarendon Street, and she lives on Clarendon Street now. She still does, but not in the same house.
Okay, this is where an old person will then go off.
Mm-hmm.
She's got 100 years of this.
She's telling those lobster stories, and they're just, like, looking for a boiling pot to jump in.
This person,
oh,
this...
Oh, God, I can't wait to make that
guy
death
named
is.
Kimmy McSchmidt.
This journalist needs to go to BuzzFeed school, because this story ended so long ago, really.
Yes. When you had the video of her rolling out of the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
6 minutes of this is too many minutes.
Yeah, 4 minutes is her laughing.
I know.
Ugh. Clarendon Street. I still do. Not the same house. So all
now
I've
say
ever-
you remember. Do you remember the Billies or whatever?
There was only 3.5 minutes left.
No, there's not.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
All right. Well, go.
Can
to
you
the
just
end.
Forward to the
yeah,
bikini part?
Well, that is.
It's impressive.
Really great.
It is. It's impressive and it's really sweet.
That's a good story.
This text, you might as well speak Russian. I have no idea what you're saying.
I know.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. I mean, we could barely tell either. It was fun.
Yeah.
And someday Maxwell might make it to shore.
She snores.
No way.
Half of all her words in her jowls. I think that's where they're at.
Can you imagine, though, being 75 and you're like, oh, mom's making me go out.
78.
78?
78.
Yeah. Mom's making me go out and get lobsters today. I can't play bingo.
And his last day on Earth will be her last day on Earth when she goes, my time is up, and she grabs his lapels and pulls him into the water.
She's going to take him down like the heart of the ocean.
Or they'll just go hand in hand.
There will be no door for you to hang on to.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.